John One Wright, and beginning the visit with Cookie this Sunday morning, the 13th of August, 72. John One Wright, and beginning the visit with Cookie this Sunday morning, the 13th of August, 72. Channel One Right, and beginning the visit with Cookie and Rick this Sunday morning, the 13th of August, 72. Channel One Right, and beginning the visit with Cookie and Rick this Sunday morning, the 13th of August, 72. Channel One Right, and beginning the visit with Cookie and Rick this Sunday morning, the 13th of August, 72.
They're
blue in there.
I never thought like that.
But I put them on there.
I thought those lock washers were tightened down and hold it in place.
I think I put them on there.
That the blade, I didn't know that. I guess what the spin swings free, so if it hits something, it won't. Mm-hmm. That was a darn good idea. I never thought of that, you know. Surprised those things aren't being chipped up. Shift up any more than they were.
I told you they changed my medication, didn't they?
No.
Yeah. I'm a walking drugstore now.
A walking
drugstore? You carry
it with you? I'm going to have to. Yeah, I carry it with me. I take 16 pills in the morning. Full breakfast.
You got them with you now?
No.
Got them in the car?
No, I wasn't thinking on being gone very long.
Oh, you're not going to tell me?
I got too much to do. I got to pick up kids from church about 12:30. Had to bring Frank to work. Laura take them to Sunday school. Then I had to go pick them up. Boy, they're running me to death.
Cookie? You say you drive 200 miles a day and still don't go anywhere?
Still don't go anywhere.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, I done been to games going back this morning.
All right.
Picked Helen up and come back and woke Frank up and got him out, shook loose. Riding down the station.
Sunday morning has never been my morning to get up. It's just never been one of my favorites.
And the bad part about it, I never went to sleep at 4 o'clock.
You had to shake them loose?
Gosh, yeah. Sometimes I think I need some dynamite put under the bed to blow them out.
Well, I don't want that thing closed. God Almighty, we're sitting in here. I see this is not going to be my good day.
I ain't had a good day in such a long. I wouldn't know what a good day it was.
Well, it looks to me like this ought to be your picnic right now. You ain't no count enough to do anything.
I've been on the go every day this past week. Business. Boy, they give me a fit about that truck wreck. It cost me $588 yesterday to get insurance. To hold my driver's license.
And you had nothing to do with it.
I had nothing to do with it. It cost me $588 yesterday.
And they didn't care to do that?
They didn't want to. I had to get the insurance commission to make them do it. I sure did. Went to the insurance commission, made them do it.
Well, you know, did you ever think it'd come to that, where you couldn't get insurance?
And yet they compare you to habit.
That's right.
And then
that's
you,
right.
You go with the money and lay down, and then they don't want to insure you.
I thought they had to.
Well, you never had any trouble.
I never did have no trouble before until Frank was. But see, Frank had a bad record. So what made it so bad, he held two offenses away from me that he got.
Oh, you didn't know about it?
I didn't know about all of it until he had this accident. See, they caught him doing 110 miles an hour on I-75 in that blue Cadillac.
At least it's on I-75.
Yeah, but he was exceeding the speed limit 40 miles per hour.
And burning. And they caught him.
And they caught him. They caught him speeding through a school zone, doing 65 miles an hour through a school zone. With that Mustang. Well, there, this week, all I've done, I've been to Gainesville every day, all day long. Fighting and thrashing. Been the lawyer's office. I had to go get a lawyer.
Oh, did you?
Yes, sir. I sure did.
You couldn't just go up to the insurance commissioner?
No. I have to have somebody to represent me. But it's out of the insurance commissioner's hands now. I mean, they got me insurance for me now. I paid them for it. Okay, now it's me and the other insurance company and the other fellow that was involved. It's up to us now. Fight it out. Let the toughest hide hold out the longest. Gonna get me about $8,000.
Sooner or later?
Just about $8,000. With all your fees. And paying the other man's damages and all that kind of junk.
And you just lack 20 days?
3 days.
Frank being 18?
No, 21 days of Frank being 18. Yeah, 21 days. I was home 3 days. See, if I'd still been in the hospital, why? He'd have been legal.
Hmm.
Your luck held out a long time.
But if y'all hit me at one time. If it wasn't for bad luck now, I wouldn't have no luck.
Why don't you tell Rick about that session over there at the Chevrolet place?
Oh my God, if I got to go through that again.
Goodness
gracious. I called him up on Friday and asked him how it would take to get my truck out. They told me
$63.
$63? That's right.
They've been holding your truck?
Well, my wreck truck, see. Wreck fee and storage and all, but $63. And I went over there and picked it up and it was $93.30. I said, wait just a minute. I left back up here and start again. I talked to you Friday and you said it cost me $63.
Yeah.
I said $1 a day for storage from Friday until today would be $65.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Monday, see.
Right.
And I said, somebody made a mistake. Who'd you talk to? I said, I talked to the man in charge of the body shop. Now, whoever that was, Friday. That's wrong. I said, well, let's go see somebody else. I said, I ain't gonna pay it.
And all that time, Your Cadillac was out there.
My Cadillac was sitting right out in the middle of the driveway.
Their driveway?
Right in the middle of their driveway.
Oh.
Service entrance right there by their desk.
Yeah.
The key in my pocket. And traffic are backing up out in Main Street and all the way around on 16th Avenue.
Oh.
So he went inside and talked to the service manager. He said, well, I'll have to go see the general manager. I said, I'll just go along with you. And I went in and we talked to the service manager. And he said, well, we'll have to go see Mr. Harbor. I said, I'll just go along with you. I went in there and I just told them all what I thought of them.
That Mr. Harbor runs that place, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Ooh.
He said he'll charge you $63 plus the dollar they stored. But he said, we've got to add on for our record fee. And I said, no, we ain't going to add on for no damn record fee. I'm going to pay you just exactly that, and I'm going to drag that somebody out of here if I got to drag it out with a chain. Today. And I said, ever since I've dealt with this Chevrolet company right here, I've got the shaft. I said, Lathan Davis, I worked for him, and to come to think about it, he still owes me my last paycheck. And I said, you sons of bitches ain't a damn bit better. I said, I was going to buy a new truck if they told us now. But I said, I wouldn't buy a new truck off you if you'd sell it to me for half price today. And I said, furthermore, I wouldn't let you fix my truck if you'd fix it free of charge. And I said, the quicker I can get out of here, the better off I'll be.
You told them that.
I told them that right to their face. I mean, Mr. Harbor, the owner. And all at the same time, my Cadillac was sitting out there in the driveway, backing up traffic all the way around 16th Avenue. Them mechanics were just, oh, they was out there raising things, couldn't get nothing to do. I was there for 2 hours.
That long it took you?
That took me 2 hours to get them out, get down through Chandler.
Oh, you come in the first thing in the morning?
Yes, sir. First thing Monday morning, yes, sir. I was right there. Everybody's wanting to get their car in, they was hot and bothered and mad. I bet they had one heck of a day that day. I know I did.
They sure got a start.
They got a start, right, because I got them started off right.
How about that? What was the $63 for, Cookie?
$40 record fee.
What in the world would they charge $40 for a record fee? How far did they have to go?
3 miles.
3 miles?
Prairie Creek.
$40.
You know where Prairie Creek is, between Hawthorne and Gainesville.
How many miles?
3 miles. That's what they got on the report, 3 miles.
Yeah. Got them up so high?
I don't know. I've got that cooking AAA right now. I wrote AAA a letter. They wouldn't honor my AAA card. No, sir. So that man's going to lose his license that picked my truck up.
He has to honor it?
He has to honor my AAA card.
Well, I didn't
know that. Yes, if he belongs to AAA, if he does AAA service, he's got to honor that card if it's within a radius of 10 miles of his location. And the West Side 66 is the man that picked it up.
For AAA?
That's right. And they are they're a AAA service. And I wrote Pensacola Motor Club and I found out about it. Because I am an active member, I paid my dues as of May 1972. And he would not honor my card for that record bill. So I still got the fat in the fire.
It doesn't seem like you get any protection from these records anymore.
None at all. They're wide open. They can charge what they want to. But I guess they're entitled to it as well as they are around these grocery stores. They can sell groceries just as high as they want to. Nothing but I can get a Bible with it.
Well, you see, that's the reason I can't leave home, Cookie. If I had a wreck away from home, I'd be bad enough at home.
Now, between here and Gainesville, you could get your tractor and go get it, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If I could get the highway patrol off my back. But the law didn't bother you. It's
the Insurance Commission and Financial Responsibility Division, Department of Public Safety. They're the one that gives me the fit from Tallahassee. Man, I got to pay that high rate of insurance now for 3 years.
Did I hear a figure? What did I was asking?
$588.
For insurance?
For insurance. To keep me from losing my driver's license.
And you gotta pay that for 3 years.
3 years.
I never heard of anything like that.
Well, that's true. Sure is.
Well, now, yeah, you can't just go on fighting insurance people, Cookie. You gotta sleep some and eat some and eventually work some.
Yeah, I'm going to work day after Labor Day. Going back to work. I ain't got no other chance. I mean, the things is hitting me, I got to go to work. I'm joking. I got to go. I went to the university and talked with them, and they said, well, we'll try to make it a place for you where you can stand it. If you think you've got to come back. I said, I've got to go to work someplace. If you all can't find a place for me, I'll go someplace where they will. And I mean it. I will. See, the VA is flat turning me down. I don't get no assistance from veterans. I don't get no Social Security. I don't get nothing. Period. And I didn't ask myself to be sick. Unless you let a nigger get sick and you watch him pat him on the back and be there in 2 or 3 weeks.
Did you pay attention to the Democratic Convention?
No. Too mad. Didn't like the way it even started at all. I just went to bed. Didn't even turn the television on. Wouldn't even turn my car radio on.
Well, that was a remarkable thing, Cookie. I'm telling you, I never saw anything the way they put down Governor Wallace, and he hasn't been heard from since. He came forward up there, you know, and he thought he was on that wheelchair, and he thought it was all going to stand up and wave the flag. And they were very quiet. And they had these six amendments to bring before the floor. And this little colored girl, she's right cute. Young, had that gavel. And she'd read off that commitment. All in favor say aye, all in favor say no, all against it say no, and the noes have it, this is not passed. Then she'd go right to the next one. All six of them, they didn't even discuss it. They just ran right through them. And Governor Wallace hadn't been heard from since, Cookie. Nobody had talked about busing. Not since then. That was the end of it. I'm telling you, that was a new day.
Well, I wasn't in no shape to listen to it anyway. I'm going to tell you why I don't mingle in politics. And then I'll shut up. I went to Korea and spent 13 months and 11 days over there. And I sent my money back home. I come back home and I got married. Thought I had some money. I went to get my money. My dad had took my money and put it in a campaign fund I got to get a road built in home, and I ain't never got my money. So when I go home, I can say, by gosh, I run over my road. I went and bought me a car and bought me a trailer. I made them an allotment. But I wanted $65 a month for that bag I was put back for me when I come home. But I didn't have it.
Built a road
with my money.
At least he got a road.
Yes, mine.
How long was it?
2 miles.
Well, that's the reason you have to go up there so much.
Yeah, that's just the reason I'm going tomorrow, by God.
Well, that's what I figured. You're almost on your way.
I'm on my way. They won't let me go back to work. I need to get out from under all this hassle and bustle with the insurance company. I can't take it no longer. I'm not going to try. I'm going to get in that Cadillac by 4 o'clock in the morning, and about 11 tomorrow night, I'm going to be sitting under Mama's, with my knees under Mama's table eating supper. That old Cadillac holds together. Because that's all I got to drive.
You
going to
take Harriet with you?
I'm going to take 2 of the girls with me.
Who are you going to take?
Harriet and Becky.
Becky.
So they fuss with the other two.
Uh-huh.
And then next Saturday night.
That's the time.
That's the all night thing.
Yeah. Let me tell you, let me tell you something. I never knew what singing was. Now, it's a curious thing, and it's purely accidental that I even stayed until I heard that bluegrass music over there at Alvin Baptist Church at Windsor.
Let me tell you, it's going to be all night of it.
Yes,
except
sir.
For what Helen and the girls has got an hour.
An hour?
At that all-night thing next Saturday night. Helen and Lars leaving next Friday morning. Helen and Lars and the other two girls.
And you're not going to wait for them?
No, I put up with all this hassle as long as I can.
Yeah. It's been solid ever since
it's
you
been,
got back.
Ever since I got out of the hospital, it's been a hassle, and I just itch all over, and ain't nothing wrong with me. It's just my nerves are shot. I can't sleep. I went to sleep at 4 o'clock this morning and got up at 5:30 to go get Helen. And it's been that way all this last week.
Yeah.
I just can't take no more, but I'm not going to try.
That's the best sleeping, right along in there, when you wake up, when you have to get up.
I get up at 5:30 to go get her. Nine and a half.
When you were out on the road with those trucks, when did you get your sleep? Just anytime.
Anytime.
You just crawl up in the back of the cab?
Yeah, if you had a sleeper.
Yeah.
If you didn't, well, you rolled over and lay down the seat and went to sleep.
And not much air gets in there, and you wake up and you've got a little sweater on your neck.
You didn't pay no attention to it.
Get used to that.
I went for months on end and never even saw a bed when I was driving long distance. That trip I went to California and Oregon, I was gone from 17th day of July until 28th day of September when I got back. Out on the road all that time. That was 1953, '54.
Was that after Korea?
Yeah. I left Marietta, Ohio, all out west, stayed gone all that time, got back to Columbus, Ohio, finally got a load coming back there. I called a broker in Marietta and told him, I said, you better send the driver down here to get this truck, because I'm going home. I was within 200 miles of home, as close as I'd even thought about being home. I caught the next bus out of Columbus for Charleston. I went home. I ain't saw him yet. I left, I backed the truck into the dock and left us up there. And when I took it out, it was a brand new GMC diesel. It didn't have 1,000 miles on it. And I never shut that thing off till I got to California. Never turned that engine off till I got to California.
Day or night?
Day or night. When I was
Sleeping all awake,
I let that engine run. That was a requirement.
Oh.
That's right.
All the time?
All the time. We never shut them off. We'd stop on them GMCs. No, we never shut them off. Let them sit right there and hammer.
Well, you couldn't hear them.
Didn't pay any attention to them. You were so near dead, when you got a chance to stop, you didn't get your brakes set, so you were asleep. I was nothing many 8 hours late right over my steering wheel.
And that engine running the whole time?
That's right. Sure has.
Y'all weren't moving, or you just pull over?
Just pull over.
Leave it running?
Leave it running. Just pull over and stop and leave that thing running. See, I was the only driver on it. I was by myself. Did my own, got my own loads and everything. But I sent Helen some money, though. About every 2 or 3 or 4 days, I sent her $200 or $300. I sent her some money.
Oh, you raked it in on that?
Yes, my fella. I made some money. See, I lost $14,000 in that truck stop that I bought. And I paid that off and driving that truck. In less than a year's time, and come out with a clean slate.
You owned a truck stop?
Well, that wasn't a base station.
No, this is up Marietta, Ohio. That's where I got connected with Harry Hart, the fellow I drove truck for.
Did he have a fleet?
When he bought me that new GMC, he lost 3 drivers. Because he wouldn't give them the new truck and give me an old one. He hired me and put me right on a brand new GMC tractor.
And give you the business.
Gave me the business, and I made the money. I made him money, and I made money myself. Sure did. I'd like to have an opportunity like that right now. One more time. One more time. Just one more time.
$200 every 2-3 days?
That truck stop. that business.
24-hour-a-day job. Had a restaurant and everything. I had it open around the clock.
Well, you wasn't at the griddle.
No, I didn't have time to be there.
That was before you knew how to run a griddle.
No, that was after. That was in 54. 53 and 54. After I quit climbing poles.
Oh, that's right.
See, I quit climbing light poles. Took what money I had and come down and bought that truck stop. Lost it in 6 months. $14,000 on top of it.
I thought there's so much business in those things you couldn't lose.
You tried.
Well, I just see them all over the place. They're always jammed up the truck.
Well, I didn't have the money to back me. If I'd had the money to back me to carry me out of another year, I could have made some money. But I didn't have enough money to back me.
Oh, I see. You couldn't build it.
Right. When you buy a place of business, if you ain't got the money to back you to build it,
yeah,
you ain't gonna make no money. You gotta build it up. After you build it up, then you can make some money.
You know, just on a small scale, you see that people build new houses. They just got so much in the house, you see. They have to use old wore-out furniture. And they don't figure that ahead, you see.
It takes as much to furnish a house as it does to build it.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same miscalculation that you have in your truck stop.
But I don't know, I'm just unnerved and can't sleep, can't eat. I haven't eaten about 8 pieces of toast this morning, that's it. Drank a glass of milk, had to drink a glass of milk to swallow them 16 pills. That's 2 handfuls of them.
Yeah. And when do they come up again?
In the morning.
Once a day.
See, I was on them 3 times a day. Well, they took me off of that. Because I wasn't getting the effect that I should have been getting. In fact, the matter, I wasn't taking them regular. So they took me off of the one type and put me on these every morning. Well, that is a lot better.
Then you don't forget them, is that right there?
Right there in front of me.
Well, let me tell you, because you have that truck stop. Now, this truck stop over here, they used to have, still have, but it's gone down now. You know, when 441 was, had more traffic on 4I-75 on. That truck stop was a sort of center. It was also a center of the community. I think it was more in the community than it was a truck stop. They just called it a truck stop, and they had a truck stop there. But they went around the clock.
Yeah. Well, see, I dealt with what hurt me so bad was this one company that I had dealt with. They went bankrupt. And they owed me $4,000 for fuel. Well, when they go bankrupt, well, you can just mark that off as a bought an experience and forget it.
God Almighty.
Then Harry Hart was the only man, the only trucker that I dealt with that had his trucks in his name. The only one. operated the business, but the business is all they had. And they had the trucks and their driver's names.
Oh?
That's right. You couldn't tie up one of the pieces of equipment to save your neck.
So you couldn't get your money back, could you?
I didn't. That's where I lost my $14,000. Part of it. Let's see, if I'd had enough money to carry me on out, so I got a lawyer and fought it down. I ain't carried him on for a year. I could have got my money back. Eventually, I'd have got it. Of course, everybody else in that community did.
No.
Yes, sir.
Now that's a new one. They had the rig in the driver's name.
Right.
That means the driver didn't have anything.
The driver didn't have nothing. And neither did the man that owned the business. You couldn't prove that he had anything.
And you couldn't get a hold of those trucks then?
No.
And nothing in the business.
Nothing in the business, because they had no business. All they had was business on paper. Had the franchise on paper, and you couldn't go take the franchise away from it. Just like me. The insurance company. They can't take my home away from me. They can't take my car away from me. They got to leave me a home, an automobile, $5,000 a year to live on. And I can't have no color television. I can't have no luxuries. No boat and motor. I'm allowed one gun. And no luxuries at all.
They can't attach your home.
They can't touch my home.
I didn't know that.
They can't touch my home, no. They got to leave that. That's the new Florida law. But if me and Helen both works and exceed $5,000, both of us, each, they can take her salary or my salary, all of it. If they so desire to. But this year I'm not going to make $5,000, and she don't make $5,000, so therefore we can get by until for a year and her go ahead and work, and by that time I hope she can quit work. I'll be able to take care of everything by myself then. See, Frank's 18. I don't have to stand. I don't have to walk in his footsteps now. What he does is his business, and he got to answer for it.
Well, can he be made to pay on anything?
He got to sign that note just as well as I do, and he's just as far in it as I am. He got to pay just as well as I do. If he lets down, well, they're gonna go get him. If I let down, they're going to come and get me.
Because he's 18 now.
He's 18 now. Sure is. And he's going to pay his part. Mine too, the biggest part of it. And I'm going to see to that.
Boy, it's costly growing up these days, isn't it?
If you don't watch yourself. Sure is. That's been all of Laura's problem. Her headaches and sickness that she's had. There's not a thing on earth but Frank are worrying her to death. Because he won't straighten up and try to do what's right.
And she's right there, has to see it all.
She got to put up with all of it, every bit of it. Take him to work. And he gripes about that. You can't get him up to go to work. I let him sleep in Friday morning. I call him one time. Okay, I'm getting up. 5 minutes to late. He got out, rolled out of bed. What time is it? I said, it's 5 minutes to late. Well, I've got to go to work. I said, it's a poor time now to realize that. I said, you better call and tell him you ain't coming to work. So that hour of sleep cost him about $16. I let him sleep. Yes, I did. And I'll do it again, too. He thinks I want any of the cow in Texas. Tell him one time, if he don't get up, boy, that's his baby.
Cookie, I never quite understood that sleeping business. You remember when Barbara was here? Well, she had that old manure system from that those horse people over there at Stratford, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, she could roll out, and she could eat any time the bell rang. Until after Thanksgiving, when she was ready to go home and didn't, she started sleeping of a morning. And after that, she wasn't worth a hoot. And I knew she was overdue and she ought to go on. And with the indecision, you know, what I would have done, I would have taken it down there on, and they got bought her a ticket on the plane and put her on it. That's what I would have done,
yeah.
You see. Easy to see those things.
Heck, it's all.
Yes.
Well,
so she lingered on here a couple of weeks, and she was, the excuse was she was doing something with Pussy. Well, Pussy didn't need anything. She just forgot Pussy. And the thing she needed to do was get home.
Well, I see Laura. While I was in the hospital, now she, when Helen would have to, we'd have to take Helen to work and pick her up. Laura did that most of the time. And Frank wasn't supposed to went and picked Helen up that the morning that he'd wrecked my truck. He had something else on his mind to do before he came back home. I know it. I never will believe nothing else. And he didn't have to leave home and get over there to Gainesville by 10 minutes till 6. Because Helen don't get off from work until 6:20. So there's a half hour gap in there someplace that is unaccounted for.
It hadn't come up yet, come out yet.
It hadn't come out, but it will. It'll come out. You wait and see.
Yes, it'll come out. One of these days.
So,
Well, I tell you, I don't want to meet Frank on the road. If he can't see, I'm coming.
He's not going to drive nothing else in my name. Nothing.
But he's got a driver's license.
He's got a driver's license.
And he drives Eddie's car.
That's Ed's business.
I just don't want to meet him.
That's Ed's business. That's Ed's red wagon now, of course, Frank's 18.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been told, Ed, that I would not be responsible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Phyllis was in here, that little filly. She was in here the other day. And it came out that I don't know, I was beating them. They talk so little, you know, and you hear so little from them. It's just shameful the way they talk. Well, I kept beating them. And it came out that Phyllis had, oh, you see, I throw off on the colleges. Oh, you know, I throw off on anything. Well, anyhow, she was working. She was poor Job's turkey. And she went to school during the week, and on the weekend she worked at this little restaurant in a little town up in Illinois. And she's a right substantial girl, you know, you can tell.
Yeah.
And she just ran it. She took care of the ordering and the money and everything. And she said the only reason she ever got to college was this lawyer used to come in there, and he talked to her. He says, you can't spend the rest of your life serving people a cup of coffee. He says she told him that she was doing just what she wanted to do. But here's the thing of it, Cookie. She didn't just sit down and talk about it. That's all she said. That's the beginning and the end, you see. Now, I don't know why people don't talk about things. I just don't understand that. I never ran a restaurant or worked at one to the extent. And she's not ashamed of it, because she's not ashamed of anything. I mean, you know, she don't think like that. But it don't seem to mean anything to her, you see? But that time you worked at that little short order place up there, you got something out of that.
That's right. I really did. I really got something out of it.
That was... Wait a minute, I'm trying to think where that was. That one in Charleston.
Yes, sir.
Right there in Charleston.
Right there on Courier Street in Charleston.
Yeah.
Sure was.
That was the first job you had.
Decent job, yeah. Sure order cook.
And you just walked into it.
Cooking?
Yes, sir.
At that griddle?
Yes, sir. Sure order cook.
They don't use stoves,
do they? It was a grill. Almost as a table. I had orders. It was a, what they call it, was the hub. Now, they opened up in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Time to, for lunch.
Yeah.
And,
Well, they didn't have breakfast?
No, see, the business people, they didn't come in there and eat, get breakfast. 10 o'clock, they come in and get coffee, see?
Yeah.
Oh, nothing to sell, no more than, I mean, you know, cooking it.
Maybe come in and get donuts and coffee at 10 o'clock. But now, their main time was at lunchtime. All them business people come in there and eat lunch.
Oh.
You had pork chops and french fries, steak and french fries, hamburger and french fries. Just a sandwich or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I did the short order cooking. That was a short order cook, yeah.
And they could give you one order after another, and you didn't have to write them down?
We didn't write them down. They didn't even write them down.
They just call them out?
Call them out.
You have to remember it all.
I did.
No trouble.
I had my mind on my business back then. I could think.
I'd mix them all up, I think. I don't know.
And that stayed that same even heat all day.
Yeah. From the time it got hot, well, I'd go in early and light and get it hot by the time it started coming in. Once in a while, at 10 o'clock, you get an egg order.
Was it pretty heavy?
It was about an inch and a half thick.
Oh, that would be like a...
grill.
A big thing.
Yeah. Oh, heck, it was a great big thing. Not that wide.
And you could have several things cooking at the same time.
Oh, yeah. When we sold hot dogs, they split the wiener open, you know, put it on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't hot.
Well, it just warm, you know, and let it warm. And Put the bun right there beside it.
Yeah, it wasn't hot all over?
One end of it was hotter than the other end.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That was all one piece?
All one piece.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were the burners set all the time, or did you have to set them?
No, they preset.
That's the way it is
at
the waffle shop.
Yeah. See, on one end of their grill, see, they got, they warm their buns for their hamburgers and so forth. And on the other end, they fry their steaks and their hamburgers. And right about middle ways, they fry their eggs. And they know where to put them. They know where to put what they're going to cook.
Yeah.
They know where the heat's right.
But now you can't have one order of eggs on it at one time because they go too fast.
No, you can have two or four orders of eggs on. Just keep scooting them down. Yeah.
Scooting them down if that's cool?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And then they'll all be ready at the same time?
Yeah. Sure can. You can have them all. Yeah.
Now, all that stuff tastes good. You like that?
Yeah.
You could eat any of that. Just as good as home cooking, or not as good, but...
It's the next thing to home cooking. What I mean, where you can see it fixed and all, but now you take what you can't see food fixed. It's hard for me to go in there and eat it. You know what I'm talking about? In a restaurant?
Well, let me tell you, the last time I went into the Whopper shop, all the seats were filled and half the wall, and that was the middle of the morning.
Well, let me tell you, it's just hard to go in there without them seats not being full. Any time in the day, 24 hours a day, it's hard to go in there. Well, they do the business. They sure do.
It's hard to, but you see, you can see it, what goes on there. I don't see how they hold up with that steady. They don't have any breather.
And I believe they keep the same help there, too. They don't just up and quit on them.
Betty Goodman, she's been there as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
Kathy's been there as long as I can remember. Because Kathy's girl did work in there, but she got married and left. She went up in Chicago. But when I delivered milk for Carlton's Dairy, I'd go in there every morning after I get through delivering milk. And Kathy's baby wouldn't be a school age. She'd be sitting there on the stool and I'd sit there and talk to her and play with her. Sure would. And now she's married and gone to Chicago.
Yeah.
Think of it.
Yeah. I'd like to eat breakfast there. Oh, when I think of all the stools I've sat on, Cookie, one place or another. You see, you couldn't hire me to sit on a stool. Because it's not the same. They don't give you hamburger, they give you protein or soybeans. And if not, they don't juice it, they don't pat it up themselves. You see a little patty. It comes from
already pre-patted.
Already pre-patted. It looks like a slice of cheese.
It does, and it's all on a big sheet too, and they're all.
Well, nothing happens tomorrow night, I'm going to eat with Mom.
And you won't have to worry about the hamburgers.
Mm-mm.
Tomorrow night, now you see, I get in and go with him.
Yeah.
That's what I ought to do.
You ought to just get your other pair of pants and come on.
Because he's associated with a lot of tramps, but he's never associated with a first-rate tramp like I am.
I'll take you up there and show you. Dad's got his hay to put up next week.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Now, that'd be a picnic, wouldn't it?
I'm going to be right out there helping him. I ain't going to be able to do much, but I'm going to be out there.
Yeah. Sun won't hurt you? Not up that long. Not up those mountain hills.
No, because Helen won't be around, and the kid won't be around to nag at me, get me mad.
Yeah.
He'll have some help.
Oh, yeah.
Will he?
Yeah, my sister's boys will be there.
Yeah.
They're on vacation, and
yeah.
Both my sister's boys will be up there. There's six of them. Six boys. About like Frank's, about Frank's size. Well, Johnny, heck, far. Johnny's 21 years old.
Well, you can just supervise.
I want to do some horse trading, too.
Oh.
Got some dealings. You're not taking horses with you, though.
No.
Going to do some horse trading.
Yeah. I'm buying guy something if I can get things worked around just right. I'm gonna buy a guy something, man.
You gonna buy me a? Buy me a? Don't buy me anything to go on a horse. Bring something, buy something that'll go behind it.
I'm gonna buy you something that'll pull whatever goes behind. I'm gonna buy you a jackass.
All we need.
We need some music around here.
Well, boy, I tell you, I lifted a mule the other day that I'll probably buy him. Because that old man is hot to sell.
Well, now you can't put it in with these horses.
Not what?
That babe will kill anything. She mean. She is mean.
She just needs to be worked, that's
yes,
all.
Yes, that's right.
I just ain't been able to get down here, be out here, and just work them like they ought to be worked.
Oh, it just makes me tired to think about it.
Well, it makes me nervous to think about it.
I got this trailer of hay for Coleman, for his old mule.
Yeah.
Lives about there. I got enough to give him. And I'll make another load or two and have enough for my friend. You know, last year, the trouble was, it rained so much.
Every time
I'd cut a little down, it'd rain on it. Well, that'll wear you out completely.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even have a batch of hay last year to even smell. It smelled like camphor or something.
I noticed down there the other day. You got some good smelling hay down there this year.
Yeah.
It does smell.
It smells, yeah. It's,
What does it? It's good sunshine.
Good sunshine, and, then if it's dead, if you got some green stuff there and you got the proper sunshine, that dead will absorb the moisture from the other and they'll eat it off.
Eat it off. Well, you know what I found this year? It was all overraising gray. That's an old army expression, you know.
Yeah.
And what I found was the tops was dead, but it was thick underneath.
Yeah.
So, when I cut it, it was green. And, it's nice to have a little something around the house. Turnip greens or collards or hay or something. You just got to have something. If you just got to get everything out of the store, it's discouraging.
You ain't joking.
And y'all don't have a garden this year. Helen always enjoyed that.
Yeah.
That old mower out there works pretty good. And it's an old mower. Well, old Red Smith put me on to it. And he's the only one I've been able to work with. You know what happened to Martin. That brand new mower, last year, it fell apart. And what he figured is they built him, or sent him a rebuilt one that they had painted all over again.
I bet they sent him one of their demonstrators that they'd wore out and then took it back in and painted it and got the money out of it.
He bought that from Ocala. I didn't know that. I thought he bought it from Paget, his friend, Paget. Now he got a brand new one.
I haven't saw Marvin since I talked to him that day out here. I've been over to university quite a few times getting things squared away, but I haven't saw him.
He's not working anymore.
He's not. What, did he quit or that?
Yeah. Miss Mary got tired standing there by herself.
Oh.
They don't need the money. But I think Marvin's ought to enjoy being up there. That's what they tell on Miss Mary at any rate, that Marvin liked it up there. Cookie, thanks for coming over. I'm going to tell you, your image going to be over there?
Yes, sir.
Well,
you go and get it.
I don't need to get it. I'll just take it over there, take my blades over there.
All right.
Because I'm no good at that, handling that thing. You know, there's a curious thing. I looked at them last night, and when I got them, they're sharp on both sides. And now it's pretty blunt on one side, but it's blunt on the other side, too.
Yeah. That side it wasn't cutting.
No, we just sharpened one side and we put them on there.
No, I paid for this. $1 a side.
You did?
Oh, yes. I took these down there.
Oh.
Oh, what was it? These are brand new ones. These are brand new ones. And I had them sharpened before I put them on there. Oh, I forget about that. But these are those brand new ones.
Oh, yes, they are.
The whole shebang. That's what happens. Now, I don't know what would make the backside dull.
I don't know either.
It don't run backwards.
Mm-mm.
Well, I hate to see you push off, because as soon as you go, I'm going to have to go out there and take off them old things, those old blades off that thing. And you know, it's always a nuisance. That juice gets in there and cements that bolt.
That's right. That's what I told him. It just gets in there and it glues it in there.